Chapter 16, Section 3.1, Getting Primitive. In this section, I'm going to look at how we organize around the LFP scenario and put down a few markers for strategic play that we might consider. Once I have a general outline, I'll often loop around this several times with others to refine, to create alternative scenarios, to alter course before finally deciding upon a choice of action. When it comes to organization, then I not only use a self-contained cell-based structure, i.e. small teams, with the right aptitudes, finance, engineering, marketing, but also for the last decade I've been using attitude, pioneers, settlers and town planners. I note recently that Kent Beck has been discussing a model called 3xE explore, expand, and exploit. This is excellent as there's nothing like independent discovery to give a bit more substance to a topic. Pioneers explore, settlers expand our understanding and town planners exploit by industrializing with each group operating and maintaining its own space. This all deserves a good hat tip to Robert Cringely and his marvelous book Accidental Empires. Anyway, back to our map. Since we've previously built our own systems, then I'll assume we know how to do this and it would be superfluous to cover the build in-house variant. Instead, I will focus on the platform change and how to organize around this. In Figure 206, I've outlined the two obvious cells that we need to consider when using the public platform. See Figure 206, the structure. For more details. One cell refers to town planning around the platform. Obviously, someone else is providing the platform as a utility service to us, but we still need to make sure we create highly industrialized process around monitoring the platform, access control and how much we're getting billed. This is not something new and chances are that provider will be offering tools to make it easy. However, there are a new set of practices that will develop around the financial cost of a function, reuse of functions, the type of events and how we monitor the code itself. This is not so much related to the platform itself but how we use it. In much the same way, the practices that changed industry were not so much about whether we paid the right electricity bill but how we used it to do other things. What those new practices will be is uncertain. I can guess based upon experience of running a code execution platform, i.e. serverless environment, with Zimki in 2005. But it's no more than a guess. We can also at this point start adding some primitive gameplay. For example, we could, if we have decided to play a legacy game and not build for the future market, spread fear, uncertainty and doubt over the utility platform. Alternatively, we might play an open play around the co-evolved practices to help them evolve more quickly. We might do this to create a name for ourselves in this space, to build a center of gravity around the skill sets needed in anticipation that this will become a lucrative market for us. I've outlined these two very simple plays in Figure 207. See Figure 207, two basic plays. For more details. So, complying with my natural bias, I'm going to focus on creating a future position and market rather than exploiting a legacy position and waiting for the future to catch up and do horrible things to me. I can do this because I haven't yet left it too late to make that choice. I'm going to try and own those future co-evolved practice, build a center of gravity and use open source to achieve this. I'll accept the lower expected return in exchange for a stronger future position and not building up my legacy. I'll add my structure and gameplay around the platform space onto my LFP map. See Figure 208. See Figure 208, Future Orientated LFP Map. For more details. The first thing to note is the map is a bit messy and things seem to be in the wrong position, i.e. somehow my emerging architectural practice is above my microsite in terms of user needs despite the client not mentioning anything about this changing world. This is fine. All maps are imperfect representations and with a bit of fiddling around and moving pieces then I can create something which appears to represent the situation more clearly. See Figure 209. See Figure 209, a clearer map. For more details. This fiddling around with maps is all part of exploring a space. It allows us to challenge assumptions with others, to collaborate across multiple aptitudes, finance, engineering, etc., and even attitudes, pioneers, settlers, etc., to apply past lessons learned and come up with a common understanding. We can now flesh out the space a bit more, and being mindful of our current capabilities, that's assuming you know how many pioneers, settlers and town planners you have, most don't, create the structure we're going to use. Figure 210. See Figure 210, the structure. For more details.